But seriously, why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we agonize over the details, no matter how minuscule, in hopes of uncovering the deeper meaning of things? We would make things so much easier on ourselves if we didn't feel so compelled to dissect everything and just accept things for what they are. And what they are is pretty simple. Things didn't work out. Not because you responded too quickly to his texts or because you always seemed too available, but because it wasn't meant to be. End of story. But who are we kidding? That's never the ending we are willing to accept, which means we will never stop dissecting every little detail until we mold it into the ending we'd much rather have. We are all too convinced that we must follow a specific formula or a particular set of rules for the object of our affection to reciprocate feelings, like it's some mathematical equation that leads to romantical bliss. We never stopped to factor in that even if we did everything by the book or played those games to a T, there would still be a good possibility that the reason he didn't reciprocate those feelings was that he didn't feel the same way you did. No, that would hurt too much to consider. Instead, we analyze and decode texts, words, body language, length of response times, etc., as though it's a sport that provides value to every relationship situation, or that we're aiding Robert Langdon in solving the Da Vinci Code, asking, "Why didn't he call?" or "What do you think he meant when he said what he said?" as though men are naturally cryptic beings. How about he meant precisely what he said? And that reason you are desperately digging for as to why he never called back? Well, it certainly wasn't because of some far-fetched reason you and your girlfriends came up with to soften the blow. I know this is hard to hear, but the reason that guy didn't call was that he didn't want to call. It's that simple. But the truth is, we will never be satisfied with accepting things at face value. We want to believe in that teensy-weensy possibility that he didn't call because he was off saving the world where there was no cell phone coverage for miles, or that his phone went missing when he helped his grandmother move. We want to believe that things are more complex than that before advancing to the next level. And at the end of the day, we want to believe that the deeper meaning exists, especially when it benefits our narrative. Maybe it's because it makes things much more exciting, or gives us hope that things are not always what they seem. Either way, I know we will stop at nothing until we feel we have finally cracked the code. So, armed with a bottle of wine, takeout containers, and our past experiences with love, Leia and I tried extremely hard to crack that very code. We'd spent the past hour in my apartment begging for answers, hoping that one of us would have an epiphany that would solve at least my current relationship dilemma. But like always, it was the blind leading the blind. Because what do 28-year-olds know about love? They know nothing. Absolutely nothing.